tranquil weather will occur in the U.S. Midwest as we go forward through this next week to week and a half. We're not expecting to see much precipitation, and guess what? We're not going to see much cold weather either. We're having a hard time getting rid of the cold that we've been dealing with here recently. The afternoon temperatures yesterday across the region were still stuck in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. Some 30-degree highs occurred in areas near the Ohio River and down into Kentucky, and there was also some 30s that occurred in the southwestern Corn Belt, but everybody else was quite a bit colder. In fact, a few locations in northwestern Ohio didn't even get above 10 degrees. So very cold weather still hanging on, but it is going to abate, and we are looking at warmer temperatures coming up. Most of the U.S. plains and western Corn Belt will see above normal temperatures as we move through the next 7 days, and probably will still see somewhat of a warmer bias even beyond that time. But I say that with the known thought that there's going to be at least one cool air mass that will slip into the region that will likely bring those temperatures down just a bit for a short period of time before we go back into a more significant warming trend. The overall bottom line is still going to be much more pleasant across the Midwest than what we've been seeing, and that should translate into an opportunity to maybe melt some of the snow in the northern areas and perhaps get some of the excess moisture out of the region as well. There will not be completely dry conditions across the region. I don't want to imply that. There will be small weather disturbances coming through the region periodically that will produce a little bit of precipitation. At least in this next week, we're going to see those disturbances mostly across the northernmost parts of the region, coming across the Dakotas over to Michigan. The first one is going to take place here as we go through the afternoon today and into the night tonight. This one doesn't have much moisture with it, though. It'll be a frontal boundary. They'll come through those areas, produce a few snow showers maybe, but that's going to be about the extent of it. Another disturbance will come in just behind that, probably impacting the region on Friday into Saturday, starting again in the Dakotas and Minnesota, and work its way eastward to Michigan. We'll likely see a little bit of light snow and maybe a little wintry mix of precipitation types coming with the system. Moisture totals, though, will be very low. Not much more than a tenth to 1,500ths of an inch of moisture, and snow accumulations should be mostly light, except downwind from the Great Lakes region. Everybody else in the Midwest will be dry, with the exception maybe of a few areas in Indiana and Ohio, which may get involved with a little bit of precipitation late Saturday night or Sunday as that disturbance moves by to the north. And then another system will show itself into the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt sometime during the early part of next week. It's a weak system, but it will bring in another opportunity for a little bit of light snowfall, and it will head across the Great Lakes region just like these other two events. Everybody in the lower parts of the Midwest will be left dry or mostly dry during a big part of this next 7 day period. The temperature bias is going to be warming up, as I mentioned before. We expect the afternoon highs today to run mostly in the 20s and 30s across the north, and we'll look for temperatures in the 30s and 40s in southern areas. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see those temperatures fall back into a lower range again across some of the northern areas as that first little disturbance passes by there. Highs may be limited to mostly teens and 20s in the far northernmost parts of the region, but 30s and 40s, maybe even a handful of lower 50s will occur in the lower parts of the Midwest. It looks like Missouri and Kansas, parts of Nebraska will be warmest. Temperatures will be mostly again, running in the 30s and 40s north, 40s and 50s south as we move through the latter part of the weekend early next week. Low temperatures at night are expected to slip back mostly into the single digits and teens in the extreme north, but everybody else is going to be seeing teens and 20s quite often. There'll be some lower 30s as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.